The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hello and welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk. I'm Sasha Shipway. Well, we've just seen England defeated in their first international test against Australia, as England are down under and just played the first match in Newcastle in regional Australia, just about 2 hours north of Sydney. They lost by one goal in the dying seconds of that match, thanks to a layup from Donnell Wellham. So it was a really exciting game. And on today's episode, we've got head coaches from both sides, including Jess Thirlby and, of course, Stacey Marinkovic. Plus, we've got Paige Hadley, the Diamonds captain for this series, as well as Fumi, who made her debut against Australia and absolutely excelled. And just wait to hear what Stacey Marinkovic had to say about her. Plus, we hear from our fantastic defender, Fran Williams. So, my God, what a performance. How are you feeling?
It's just amazing. It's obviously my first actual match against Australia. I'm just happy to go, like, to get on court. And girls are so supportive. I know we gave everything we had on court. And you know what? Yes, we didn't win, but we had so much positive to take from it that I'm really happy.
You had such a stellar performance with so many tipped intercepts. Just brilliant. Jess could not take you off court. I saw her get Jeeva and Layla to warm up when they put Donnell on, but the height literally didn't even matter. So how did it feel for you to know that she has that faith in you on the court?
She's amazing. And like, I know she always talks to me like, Fumi, I know that she believes in me and I know that she's trusting me. And I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go out there and do my best, because that's what they've trained me to do, is what I've been brought up through the England pathway. And this is the moment and I'm just really happy. Like, she always has the little chats like, how are you doing, how are you feeling? And she's an amazing coach and she's like so caring, both on court and off court. So it's nice to have someone like that behind me.
What was the feedback from not only your teammates but also from the coaching staff when the match was over?
I think it was like, well, like, I don't know. I think just trying to remember. It was just like very frantic. It was like, well done, obviously, and but there's so much more we can do in a circle, so switches at the same time. So maybe Fran could come in and I can go up for the backup, or I can like slide behind Gushua and then Fran could come in. And what else can we see? What else can we go for? Stuff like that.
And how are you feeling ahead of the upcoming two other matches that you've got coming up? How else do you think that you can try and get it over the line?
I'm feeling really excited, actually. Like, we've shown them what we have and there's so much more that we haven't showed yet, and I know that we have so much more to bring out. And yes, they're going to change it up, I think, but so are we, and we're going to respond to whatever they bring out. And I'm really excited for what's to come, yeah.
Also, just tell me, what's your time been like in Australia? Have you had much of a chance to have a look around, enjoy the sunshine while it's been out?
Yeah, we've got went to Bronte Beach. Is that what it's called? Bronte? Something like, been to like two beaches. We've got to travel around a bit. It's so sunny, except the rain. But we can do that. It's better than London weather, so it's all good. Yes, it's a beautiful place. We've loved like to just go out, get some coffee in the morning, just to walk around, see what else is here. And yeah, bought a lot of stuff.
Well, congratulations. What an epic, fantastic match against Australia. And yeah, well done on your performance.
Thank you so much.
Fran, how are you feeling after that game? You played out of your skin.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think the team are feeling buzzed, you know, for such an exciting game, and the adrenaline's definitely high. We had moments all the way through, not just at the end where we could have won that game. So I know we'll be kicking ourselves that it's one that we just fell a little bit short at, but there's so much to be proud of in that performance, and 100% that fire in our belly is there for the next two tests.
How was it playing with Fumi? She came on and, I mean, Twitter are just going insane, obviously, because she was so excellent. But what was your reaction to actually playing with her?
Nothing surprises me when it comes to Fumi. They're the kind of intercepts that we see week in, week out at training and in our league back home. So just such a star to come on in such a moment like this, in such a big test match against the world number one, and for her to still just deliver what we know she's so capable of and more. Yeah, she did an incredible job and I'm just super, super proud of her.
What's going to be the difference for you guys heading into the next game on Sunday? What are you going to change and hope to get yourselves over the line to get the win?
Yeah, I think it's just some quick little fixes about how we just make sure that we're keeping calm under pressure in the way that we both defend and attack in those key moments to help us get over the line and keep pushing our smaller margins when we're ahead further on.
And have you had any chance to enjoy Oz while you're here?
Yeah, I've been to a couple of the beaches. It's a beautiful country, so really enjoying our time here, but very much training hard and focus on the test matches.
Jess, what did you make of that game then?
Well, it's great for the neutral, of which I am not. So, yeah, I think, look, on balance, I've got to be so proud with what we've been able to put out there. We've come overseas pretty green off the back of the summer with a really exciting group, and we just wanted to make sure that we were in games really across these three matches. And I thought we did a really great job at kind of holding them to account. Like, we were up for long periods of the game. We were able to keep the ball better against this style of play, which before we've kind of sprayed too much ball. So, and lots of exciting kind of impact off the bench, which is really purposeful for us as we head towards or look towards Cape Town next year. So I think there's a lot for us to be proud of. It's going to sting because when you get that close, but it's better to have been in the moments than not. And I think we have to take the positives out of today, but we know that we've missed a trick there, and actually the demands on the performance levels on the next game in Sydney are going to be higher. So yeah, I think we kind of feel like that one just got away from us, and which is a shame, but overall just so much to be proud of. And much better in terms of not letting either team go more than three up or down throughout that 60 minutes is a great match, I think, for people to watch. It's like the Master and the Apprentice down there, isn't it? Jeeva kind of handed the baton on to Fumi, and yeah, she's kind of out there now. She's arrived on an international stage, which is a shame. Kind of wanted to hide her just a little bit longer. But yeah, she's been training really well. You know, she's young, and she's young in lots of ways, but that just is so freeing. And I think you saw a fearlessness in her tonight, and she's a very intelligent young girl. But I also love the fact that when any player breaks onto the scene, they have this kind of honeymoon period. I'm not sure how long Fumi's will be because I'm sure the Diamonds will do their homework. But yeah, what a great entrance for her into that goalkeeper role, and to have won so much ball. And to be fair, the players out in front really helped her to shine, but also to give Fumi credit, she really celebrated the work that was being done out in front from the likes of Jade and Imo and Fran. And we're under no illusions that often we come unstuck if we try and match player for player against certain nations in the top order. So we've worked really hard on having a great cohesive back four, and I think tonight you did see some great evidence of how well they work together in our structures, and that's really encouraging. And we've still got more to come off the bench in that end too.
For the entire match, it probably wasn't the prettiest that we've played, and I think sometimes you need to be able to grind moments out, and as momentum's ebbing and flowing, has been able to stifle that. And I think we certainly connected when it mattered most, and then obviously with people coming onto the court and new combinations, it's going to take a little bit of time to settle. And then obviously with Danelle coming on in the last part, you know, for someone to be able to come on and debut and grab a moment, she certainly set the stadium alight, so it was great.
You were out there, Paige. What was that like?
Oh yeah, I think the whole game was an absolute grind. I think, you know, we couldn't really push ahead by too many. It kept going ebbing and flowing, but to get majority of the squad out there in an intense battle, I think it's only going to be in good stead for kind of the next two games.
A moment like that at the end for a debutante, how special?
Oh, it's so special, and I think it goes to show how good this squad is together and how connected we are to be able to have people come on in big moments like that and take their opportunity. I think you saw the reaction of the girls at the end for Nelly to even have the confidence to go out there and do that. It's obviously those around her building that up, and I think that was epic to be able to, for a young kid to come on and debut and take that shot. Yeah, nothing like it, I've never seen it.
The noise?
Yeah, I think she ran on. I was like, what's going on? And then I see her come on, and from the moment she came on, she really demanded that circle. I think the first ball she had put it up. So really proud of her kind of development over this time in the squad, and to be able to take, you know, there's so many great players in this squad that are taking opportunities, so it's good to see.
Given the context, the build-up for the Diamonds and for her, for that to happen in that kind of nature, in that kind of thrilling moment, could I get a thought from both of you just on what that means?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, there has been a lot of outside noise, but for us, we've been so connected around our performance, and you saw that around the Constellation Cup. So whilst it was an incredible moment, I think, you know, our training environment, the way the girls are connecting out on court, understanding what their role is in those moments, I think, you know, as Paige said, it's showing the depth of our squad. It's showing that players are coming onto the court confident, and, you know, to be able to grind out and get that 1-point win, you know, it shows that we can do, you know, pretty special things in good moments. I mean, Kate Maloney got a good touch to the ball to even get us to that in the first place. So, you know, there's a lot that counts in those moments, but it was a pretty special one as well.
And Paige,
to captain.
It's an absolute honour. Obviously, I never thought in my Diamonds journey that this would be an opportunity. So to have a first game like that, well, you know, obviously my first game back in a very long time, obviously with my injury. So really special and really proud that we could obviously keep our head together. And, you know, as they said, Kate to even have a crack at that ball to, and then we had kind of, you know, yellow all around the ball, and then, yeah, take that winning shot, goes to show kind of the depth that we have and the connection that we do have out there.
From a Newcastle perspective, to have a test here, what does that mean for the Diamonds, and how, I suppose, important is it to have those regional tests and matches, you know, when you are in green and gold?
Oh, it's hugely important. I think netball has such a spread, and to be able to come into the region, I think obviously you saw the crowd and the support that we've got, and also just, you know, that we, I think it's just a constant reminder of us that what we do on the court is like these bigger things, and to be able to connect to our community, to be able to showcase our sport, but yeah, to be able to get that connection is really important to us, not only as Diamonds but as Netball Australia.
And Paige, for you, it's obviously been a while since you've been in the gold dress, but nice to be in the gold dress and then with Maddie Proud, your long-time teammate. You've both wanted to play together for a long time at the Diamonds.
Oh, absolutely. I think Comm Games, you know, the injury obviously showed me how much, you know, I love this team, being a part of it. So to be out there, and Stace trusted me for 60 minutes to be out there, was really special.
Once she's in, she goes.
But yeah, obviously to have Mads, you know, I've obviously played alongside her for a few years at Swissland, so to be able to make that transition together in the green and gold, yeah, is special. I know it's something that we've been working towards, but, you know, I just obviously love being out there with whoever, and, you know, we saw today the change that kind of happened. We, you know, we just made it work, whoever was on.
Stacey, what were you expecting from Danielle when she came on in the last quarter? Because obviously it was a tight game at that stage. It's pretty tough to make an impact coming in kind of midway through a quarter. What were you hoping to see from her and all your substitutes?
Yeah, I think for her it was being a focal point in the circle. She's obviously got some height and is a strong holder, so we wanted to get their defenders a bit more concentrated on her and see what we could open up at the front of the circle. And, you know, with the feeders that we've got, they're very comfortable putting in the high ball. So I think the change-up, you know, just gave England something else to think about. You know, also Danielle hasn't been out there, and she loves a challenge and she loves the moment. So yeah, she's been building towards this.
Combinations, how important are they for you thinking about next year and World Cup? You obviously had Paige and Maddie, but also they've played so much together with Sophie Garvin. And so you saw that, I think, a fair bit in the first quarter. And then your other combinations, your club combinations, and girls that have played together a lot. How important is that going to be moving forward?
To be honest, I probably don't go as granular to who plays together in club, but I guess there's a familiarity around that. And I think the other part is you want people to go out on court with confidence. So, you know, if you can get that connection, then you can continue to build with other players and integrate your skill set with it. So, you know, it takes people a little bit of time to settle. You know, these are test matches and, you know, Diamonds are expected to win. So the standard in which we want to put out there is incredibly high. And I guess, yeah, it was just trying to find the right balance to get people comfortable being out there.
How comfortable was Cara Coney going out at goal attack? It's obviously a little bit different for her, but she looked, you know, fantastic out there.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, Mike, with Cara. She has really good numbers in goal attack when she plays that rotation at Sunny Coast for little parts of time. We haven't done a lot of work in that area just yet, but she's very athletic. You know, she can run all day and she's aerial. So, you know, for her, it's a learning curve as well, putting her out in that kind of match, but you know, with the support of the midcourt, that's the thing where you can actually see the support and the culture of the team push it through as well.
Yeah, how was Courtney Bruce when she came from the court? She obviously had that tussle and sort of landed a little bit awkwardly and came straight off. Was she fine?
Oh yeah, she's fine. Yeah, she's no problem. She's played a lot of netball in the last few matches, and I think we needed some fresh legs out there and to have a look. You know, Sarah and Joe did a really good job at quad series earlier on in the year, so it's, you know, there's different combinations. I want to continue to grow depth. We've got Maddie Turner still to come out onto the court, so there's still a few more things that we need to get some information on as you say, to continue to look towards World Cup.
What did you make of the English defender, Fumi?
She's got some hops, doesn't she? Yeah, obviously, you know, gets up in the air really, really well. So it'd definitely give us something to look at and adjust to. And, you know, it's the first time the feeders have really seen it. So, you know, credit to her. She had a fly. She came out. She made an impact to the England side. And, again, you're seeing a young one take an opportunity.
And you talked about not kind of thinking too granularly about combos in clubland, but what about opposition combos in clubland? So knowing that you've got so many Super Netball players in red, and how did that play into it?
Yeah, I guess, you know, we get some insight from each of the clubs as to what those players like and dislike. You know, there's probably a level of comfort on both sides when they come up against, so they go harder because each person wants to get the upper hand. But, you know, that's why it's exciting of international netball at the moment, because the tussles are tight, the competition's high, and players are having true individual battles as well as unit and team ones.
You saw Danelle coming through as a young girl in WA. You saw her playing one all and then coming into that fever system. Like you said, she's somebody that quite enjoys that moment, isn't she? Some people really shy away from it. She takes that moment on. What have you seen of her that makes you know that she'll kind of thrive in when given an opportunity?
I just think the way that she comes out onto the court, I think the first time I really saw her was when she played in a mixed team against the Fever, and she took that moment on, and all of a sudden you sort of had a look. And then obviously she loves to play the game. She went to England to get some more experience, and you know, I think she's learning a lot. I think she hasn't been in the high performance environment too long, so there's things on and off the court that she's still evolving, and I guess that's pretty exciting when you see what she was able to do, and still a lot more growth to be had.
She got brought into this environment on the Gold Coast, so you could do the transition, but she had spent some of it outside, and I guess a little isolated, even though the team's putting all those processes and support people in place around her. Are you amazed at how well she's handled the last few weeks?
To be honest, our Diamonds reaches pretty far. I think she lives, or not I think, I know, she lives with Gabby Simpson, so our next Diamonds player and very close friend, and also still contributes to our group. And then Gretel has been by her side as well. So there's been current and past players really around her, but ones that truly understand our environment, the culture within it, and I guess that's, I don't think she has been as isolated as what is envisaged, because it's not just been, I guess, wellbeing support and all that type of thing. It's actually been players with her working through and supporting her.
And becomes only the third Indigenous Diamond. It's something the game knows that they have to improve their systems in place to try to do that, but how, I guess that moment's got overtaken a little bit by some other things, but how important is that?
It's obviously really important for our pathway, and we want to make sure that anyone from anywhere can play our game, and that's really important. And for us, I guess within our environment, when you step into that dress, you represent your culture and the people that have supported you to get there, and from a high performance point of view, it's about, you know, being an elite sports person. So for her to step out on that court, she is now, you know, a sisters in arms, a Diamonds number 189, you know, which is incredible, and I think that's how we see it. It's not to separate cultures and differences, it's actually to go, you are now sisters in arms. It's a pretty special group of people that get to do that, and you know, we continue to work our pathway, as I said, so that everyone can get that opportunity.
Was it always the plan to bring her on midway through the last quarter? And I'm saying, and also given the context of the game, just the game, it says a lot about what, you know, you think of her as well as a player to go into that kind of tight scenario at the end of a test?
I'm pretty methodical as a coach, so I probably go through 1,000 what ifs in different situations, but it certainly wasn't a planned move, as is a lot of our changes out on court. I think you've got to see the read on it, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't, but I'll take that one any day of the week. It's moments, and the thing is, anyone in this 15 that's within this group has been selected, and as soon as you get into that 12, it's having the confidence that I would put them on court. If not, there's no point in being in our 12. So every player knows, and from our comm games, our final, and coming on, people need to know they need to play their role. So they've seen me do it many a times, and they know I'll back them in.
On your netball journey, where does that sit as a test in a game? And I don't think you'll forget your Newcastle visit.
No, I definitely won't. I think especially my Diamonds journey, it's been an absolute roller coaster, but it's a privilege to be able to be a part of this group. I think Stace coming on a few years ago has just built the culture and the confidence and the belief in one another, and so it's competitive to be a part of it, and which makes it a privilege when you are a part of it. So definitely being able to captain, in kind of New South Wales, where I'm born and bred, in front of a lot of Swiss fans and family as well, is going to go down as one of the highlights.
Sorry, just last one. It's kind of a premature question, really, given that World Cup is last year, but you already knew the depth that existed in your midcourt. You take Lizzie out and you get a performance like that in your midcourt today. What sort of headaches have you got?
Oh, I've always got a headache. Just putting a team on the court at the moment, but that's part of my job, and that's a credit to the girls. Like as Paige said, the environment is competitive, but the competitive with a view of making this team better, and it's a really unique situation to be able to have a true squad mentality that everyone contributes in different ways and you get called upon at different moments. So that's something that I'm really proud of the girls, that they're running that part of it. You can put things in place, but it's their intent, their decision, their choice as to what they do with it, and really, really happy with them.
And I suppose to know at the end there, that was like, it was almost like a flashback to like a junior, like just the emotion. It's the scenario that you play it in the backyard at the court.
I'm in the game.
How did you read her? I suppose unbridled reaction to that.
I think that last kind of 15 seconds, you weren't sure what was going to happen, but for her to, in that moment, just back her, and she saw her open post, so she went for it, and you saw the emotion of her after that goal. And as I said, I think it's just the belief and the confidence that everyone in this group has for one another, no matter what's going on, we've got each other's back. And she went out there and she saw that post wide open and she went for it, and I don't think I've ever seen her really do that at training. So it was like, she was just like, I'm going to go for it, and it came off this time, but hopefully the next few games are not as close as that.
That'd be nice.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.